Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much. Jeremy, thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. And my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Please check it out when you get a chance. Having a great visit with our good friend Gary Moore, the author of Look Up America, also Faithful Finances 101. Gary is a financial expert. He is a guy who writes about a lot of things that you and I should be paying attention to: the moral side of doing business, the spiritual side of doing business. And Gary, I always appreciate that about you. We're talking about, in the previous segment, we were talking about some of the political issues that are going on right now. One of my concerns is that Jack Lew is going to become the Secretary of the Treasury, and I'm concerned that America is going to be the worse off for that. I wasn't in love with Geithner, but I wasn't against him. But I'm against Jack Lew becoming the Secretary of the Treasury. I don't think that will be good for America, Gary, so I think let's move on and talk about some other topics. About one of the things that I'm concerned about is inflation. Mm-hmm. Now recently, and you pointed this out to me, there's an article written, I guess, by Bain Capital, titled "A World Awash in Money."
Yes,
it's isn't a world awash in money? Isn't that one of the components of inflation?
Oh, well, that's what Milton Friedman always said, that inflation's always a direct result of central banks creating money and banks creating credit and so on. And it's actually Bain and Company, not Bain Capital. They're slightly different. But that's the firm, of course, that was associated with Mitt Romney.
Right.
So it has a lot of credibility with conservatives. But what it says for listeners is that today there is $600 trillion worth of financial assets in the world, Jim.
Wow.
They are predicting that by the end of this decade, Jim, a mere 7 years away, that number will grow to $900 trillion.
Wow.
Now put that in the context.
But we're not, but let's be sure we point out, in 10 years we can't double the product that's the collateral that backs up that value.
Well, no, and that's
inflation.
What this whole report is saying is that we're going to have inflation of some sort. Now, the key question for the future, and just keep this in your mind, we in America, when we think inflation, we think back to the 70s,
right,
Paul Volcker, and
right,
we think houses are going to go up in value and the price of refrigerators, cars are going to go up and so on. There's also what we call Japan Incorporated, okay, which has had been awash in money. Remember all that time when Japan was going to buy America and all that because of her trade surpluses? Well, what happened with money there is it went into stocks and bonds, and the stock went through the roof, and bonds went through the roof until they paid almost nothing, Jim. And they actually had asset inflation, and so the big question for the future is, what are Americans going to do with that money? Are they going to go out and spend it and therefore cause inflation? Or are they going to invest it for the future and therefore have asset inflation, and it makes all the difference in the world?
What do you think they're going to do?
I don't know. If I knew that, Jim, you mm-hmm. and I'd be laid up on
we wouldn't
a yacht.
Be talking right now, would we? You wouldn't be. If you knew that, you wouldn't take my call, would you?
let me put it this way, Jim, for the small business owner. The three best bond fund managers in America today, in my opinion, are Bill Gross of PIMCO, in no particular order,
mm-hmm.
Jeff Grunlock of Double Line, and Michael Hobbinstob of Templeton Global Bond Fund. Three terrific managers. They all three are saying interest rates are rising from here and we're going to have higher inflation.
All right.
So it doesn't matter what my opinion is.
But then you've got to overlay on that, and this is what concerns me about, you know, inflation is something that's going to hurt small businesses in the long run.
You don't prepare for it.
Yeah, well, that's right. But at the same time, there's another issue, and that is that our government has been sucking, you know, it's been absorbing all this money that's being printed, and holding all and creating all this money that's being printed, but in the form of debt, right?
And Jim, that's where this question ties into our discussion of blue.
That's right. Let me just finish this one point. So, folks, remember that all the money we're borrowing, we're getting away with it now because interest rates is almost zero, essentially zero. What's going to happen if it just goes to 3%? We're not going to be able to talk about sequester will look like a pimple compared to what that's going to look like if we had to pay even 3% on our debt. Right, Gary?
No, not exactly, Jim. This is the funny thing, is today interest payments as a percentage of our national budget and GDP is actually lower than when President Reagan came in because of the huge decline in interest rates.
But that's right.
We can stand some increase, and I wouldn't say 3% is going to be a major problem because we're, what, on Treasury securities 1.5 or so today, probably on average. And I don't think that would be a huge issue. If it goes on up from there, then we've got a problem. But what our problem is today, of course, is the Fed is artificially keeping interest rates low for the banks. And the banks are buying Treasury securities and so on in Wall Street.
That's right.
And the money's not coming out into what we call the real
economy.
That's
exactly right.
Yes, which is what your small business people are interested in. Jim, I'll give you an example.
Hold on to that thought, Gary. I'm going to let you talk about it when we come back. We've got to take a quick break. But, folks, if you remember, I wrote an article about this. I talked to you about this 4 months ago. I said all this money that the Fed is printing is going to Wall Street, is driving up the cost of equities. You and I are not necessarily benefiting from that out here on Main Street. But when all the chickens come home to roost on those excesses in the form of inflation or a Wall Street collapse, that will hurt us. We will benefit. We won't benefit from the run-up, but we will be hurt by the collapse. That's what I'm concerned about. Tintel, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.